It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Can you guess what it's doing outside my neighborhood today? You saw the umbrella, and you saw the raincoat with water on it, and I've got rubbers on. Do you ever wear rubbers over your shoes to keep them dry in the rain? So, it's a rainy day in this neighborhood. Right, but you know, it can be beautiful even when it's raining. Sure. You just make it beautiful. The reason you wear a raincoat is to keep your under things dry. I'll just show you. We'll do a scientific experiment. I have my scientific experiment jacket on. We'll just go in. First of all, the fish. Hi, fish. You wouldn't have to worry about the rain, would you? No, you live in water. A little bit of food for the fish. Just enough. You don't use umbrellas or raincoats or rubbers, do you? Have a good lunch. Now for our experiment. Now, you wouldn't ordinarily do this. No, you don't take a raincoat and put it under the kitchen sink. But just to show you, just put a little water on the outside of it. See how it goes right off? Pretend that's the rain going on it like that. And that keeps the inside dry. Now I have something in this pocket that's made out of rubber. Something I've been working on. And that, the water wouldn't bother it either. It's a rubber balloon. And I have been working on some balloons for the make-believe fair. You know, there's going to be a fair today in the neighborhood of make-believe. Gee, I hope it's not raining there. This make-believe fair right on this one. First of all, I must show you how many I have. One, two, three. You count with me? Four, five, six, seven, eight, and this one will be nine. I think Lady Aberlin would like to have nine balloons. I promised her them. Hope it's not raining in make-believe, but there's so many different ways I know how to say it's raining. If I ever went to those countries, I wish it would be raining there so I could say it. For instance, in France, I'd like to be able to say il pleut when it's raining. I'm going to France in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say il pleut. It's raining, il pleut. Can you say il pleut? Good. I'm going to Spain in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say esta lluvia. It's raining, esta lluvia. Can you say that? Esta lluvia. Good. I'm going to Germany in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say es regnet, it's raining, es regnet. I'm going to Taiwan in the morning. I'm going by plane in the morning. I hope it will rain, 'cause I know how to say Shen Zai She Yu. It's raining. Shen Zai She Yu. There, that's number nine. If you know anybody who knows different language, you could ask them to tell you how to say it's raining in some other language. I think that would be great. Because there is a great deal to know in the world. A great deal. Somebody at the door. Maybe that's Lady Aberlin. Well, I'm having a hard time with my balloon here. Just a minute. Coming. Hi, Lady Aberlin.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you don't look very happy.
What are we going to do about the fair?
Come on in.
It's raining.
Well, it's raining in this neighborhood, but have you been to Make-Believe yet?
No.
Well, it might not be raining there.
Maybe not.
But if it is, you could just take the fair inside. Inside
yes.
The castle.
But it's such a disappointment.
Of course it's a disappointment. Probably makes you angry, too, to even think about it, because you wanted a fair day for your fair.
How did you know?
Oh, because when I was a little boy, I used to want to go outside and play when it was raining. There wasn't anything I could do about it. It
well,
used to make me angry.
It's especially hard because I've got to be the funny clown.
Well, you look like a funny clown with your costume, but you sure don't look like one with your face.
Well, I thought maybe you would paint a smile on my face.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Have you got something that I can do it with? Is that special smile stuff?
Special clown smile stuff.
You want it to go like this, or?
Anything smiley.
Okay. Whoops. Does it feel funny?
Yes.
Maybe I should put a little.
Oh, a cheek.
How's that? Make you feel any better?
Yes.
Well, there's your smile stuff. You sure have lots of things for costumes.
Oh.
Of course, that's your hobby, isn't it?
Yes.
And I've got 9 balloons for you.
Oh, grand.
There's one.
Thank you.
And one plus how many is 9?
8.
Right, I've got 8 more. Just you stay right there and I'll get them for you. Here are 8 more. You've got 9 balloons for the Make-Believe Fair.
Oh.
Like them?
Yes.
I hope that helps.
It does.
See if it's raining in Make-Believe.
I will. It might not be.
And if it is, make a beautiful day of it anyway.
I will.
Bye-bye, Lady Aberlin.
Thanks for the balloons.
Have a good Make-Believe Fair.
And thanks for the smile, Mr. Rogers.
You're the one who makes the smile. Great lady, isn't she? Let's just see if it's raining in make-believe. Okay? This is one way to find out. Oh, it is. Well, there's Daniel's clock in the rain. There's the frog's pond. Oh, the frogs probably love the rain. The museum go round. Is it raining at X's tree? Yep, it is. And Henrietta's house. Is it raining at the factory? Yep. What about the castle where the fair is supposed to... Yep, it's raining everywhere. Look, there are raincoats all over the place there. Even the trolley has an umbrella. Oh, trolley, come on in. Trolley, I've never seen you with an umbrella. Raining in make-believe, I know. Well, maybe you'll take us in and see what they'll do with rain on the fair day.
And you mean you're just supposed to take those hoops and throw them over the bull's horns?
Yes, that's part of it. That's what Lady Elaine is going to do. She's quite good at it too, Daniel.
Yeah, but what if the hoops get all wet?
Well,
they might be soggy, you know that?
They just could be soggy.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to get fresh hoops all the time, I imagine.
I suppose. I would like to see that bull's head on you.
Would you, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, just a minute now. I'll put the umbrella down.
Oh, don't get too wet.
Now, it's kind of hard to get on, especially this top part. But you see, it just sort of fits over and down like that.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bull.
Hello, Daniel. How are you making out in the rain?
Well, I'm pretty sorry that it's raining today of all days. Yeah, but, you know, Joe, I'd like you to take it off.
Okay.
Would you?
You can just take it off.
I want to be sure that it's you under there. Oh, there.
Like that.
Yeah.
It really is a nice one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Lady Elaine found it.
She's smart.
Yes, she is.
I never thought we'd have rain for the fair.
I never thought we would, did you?
No, I always thought it would be a fair day for the fair.
You never can tell about the weather, Daniel. You just never know.
You're the first bull I ever saw with an umbrella.
But I put raincoats all over the booths at the fair so that they wouldn't get wet.
Do you think we should just go on and have the fair?
Oh, sure, Daniel. Well, we can take all the games and all the things and bring them inside the castle. And I'm sure it'll be all right.
Okay, well, if you feel that way about it, I could meet you over there then.
That's right. We'll all be good sports about it. That's about all we can do now.
Even on an ugly day.
Right. It's an ugly day, made of mugly gray. It's a sit down by the fire and be snuggly day.
Yes, it's a cloudy day, read out loudy day.
Right.
It's a better wear your sweater and be downy day.
It's a day to cuddle up with a chocolate cookie. Hook a rug or knit, cause it's an ugly day, made of mugly gray. It's a better wear your rubbers and be snuggly day.
If we pop us some corn and have cinnamon toast,
I'd say we made the most of,
made something we could boast of.
I'd say we made the most of, it's an ugly day.
Yeah, but we'll be good sports about it.
Yes, we will, and I'll see you later.
Okay, over at the castle. Bye.
Right. If we popped us some corn and had cinnamon toast, I'd say we most of, made something we could boast of. I'd say we made the most of, it's an ugly day.
Why, what did I hear you say, dear boy?
Oh, I was just singing about the rain, Mrs. Frog.
Oh, good for you. I love the rain.
Well, I didn't say that I liked the rain, Mrs. Frog. You mean you really do?
Oh, yes. Frogs love the rain. It makes us feel so good.
Well, I must say, I've never heard you sound better. I mean, not in all my life I haven't.
Well, you see, the rain clears up my voice beautifully.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm afraid that I'm a little bit disappointed that it's raining.
Don't bulls like the rain?
Well, not pretend bowls, Mrs. Frog, and especially not when you have to be in a fair.
Oh, of course. You're having the fair today.
Hello, you all.
Oh, hello, X.
What are we going to do? Boy, I'm afraid the rain's going to get into my orange juice.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing to do, dear boys, but to enjoy the weather. Weather won't change by wishing.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
We'll do our best, Mrs. Frog, and I'm sorry that we bothered you about it.
Oh, well, that's all right, dear. Anytime, anytime. Farewell now, must be off.
Farewell, Mrs. Frog. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy, I think I'm going to put the bull's head down here, X.
Handyman Negri.
Yeah.
Of all days to have rain coming down. Do you think the king will have his kissing booth in the rain?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know, X.
What about Lady Elaine? Where's she?
You know what? I forgot all about her. And we're supposed to be in the same booth.
Yeah, I don't think the rain will bother her, though. She's always a good sport about everything.
She sure is. Oh, X, what about Henrietta? How's she doing?
Well, she's okay. You know, she's got her dolls inside the castle.
Oh.
She doesn't want them to get cold and wet.
I see.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, Lady Aberlin.
Hello, Lady Aberlin.
I'm the funny clown.
It's raining.
I know. It's raining everywhere. Are we going to have the fair?
Well, I see you've got the balloons, Lady Aberlin.
Yes, Mr. Rogers gave them to us for the fair.
And you've got your costume, Lady Aberlin.
And you've got yours.
And I've got my orange juice. I mean, I really do.
Why don't we just try it?
Okay, let's give it a try.
That sounds like a good idea. Why don't we just go on over to the castle and make the most of it?
Sure, let's make the most of a rainy day.
Right.
Come on, let's fly on over.
Okay, lead on, Lady Aberlin.
What's going on here? What's going on? This looks more like a circus tent than a fairground. What's going on here?
Can't you see, Lady Elaine? All the rain, Lady Elaine.
Can't you see all the rain, Lady Elaine?
All the rain, Lady Elaine. All the rain, Lady Elaine.
Can't you see all the rain, Lady Elaine?
Of course I can see it, but you don't have to make a song about it. Now, let's get on with the fair.
But, Lady Elaine, we'll have to move everything inside.
Who ordered the rain?
Nobody ordered the rain, King Friday.
Well, who will do something about it then?
Nobody can, Uncle Friday.
What do you mean, nobody can?
Well, King Friday, we thought we'd just bring all the booths inside the castle.
Oh, now just a minute. We can't have my rope toss inside.
Oh.
Well, what can we do about it, Lady Elaine? I mean, the rain is coming down.
Coming down.
Yes.
Yes, coming down.
Rain comes down.
Sure of course does. It comes down, Fairchild, you know that.
Rain comes from up to down. Of course. Isn't that wonderful?
What's wonderful about it, Lady Elaine?
Rain comes down, don't you see? But my boomerang, toomerang, soomerang can make things that are down go up. I can make the rain go up instead of down.
Why, that's a superb idea, Fairchild.
Yes. Very well, now. Here we go. Now watch.
Why, you did it, Fairchild.
Oh, you did it.
It worked.
My boomerang to rain spring. That's right.
The rain is going up.
You see, Fairchild, you can use your tricks to help people.
You are wonderful,
that's Lady Elaine.
Wonderful,
Lady Elaine.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You liked it, did you?
Why, of course we liked it. Would you take off my rain hat, please? Thank you very much. Just take that off, yes. Thank you.
Excuse me, King Friday.
Yes, take down all of the rain. Oh, the window. It's a, why, Fairchild, you've done an excellent job.
You have, Lady Elaine.
What will you give me?
What did you say?
What will you give me?
Let me see, what will we... Oh, I know. Lady Elaine, you may have the first chance at the Kiss the King booth.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
I've just been waiting for this.
You may open the booth now, Lady Abilene. Just pull those. Yeah, that's it. Just pull it down. That's it.
Oh, what a nice picture of you. What lovely dressing for the booth.
Very well, now. All you do is ring the bell and then kiss the king.
Ring the bell. Oh, down it goes.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Let it go. Now kiss the king. Oh, no, not me, Fairchild. The picture.
Oh, no, not the picture.
That's all part of it.
Oh, you spoil sport. I thought you were all going to let us kiss you yourself.
How could you, Fairchild? Now go ahead, kiss this picture. It's your turn.
Oh, I just feel like turning the rain back down again.
Oh, don't worry about that, Lady Elaine. Here I am. I'll make you laugh. Funny and I'll kiss the picture.
Oh, that's more like it. That's more like it. Yes.
All right, Lady Elaine.
Yes, that's more like it. One clown to another.
A beautiful day for the fair.
Yes, but Uncle Friday.
Yes, I thought we'd have a beautiful day.
Uncle Friday, we owe it all to Lady Elaine.
Yes, we do, King Friday.
Thank you, Fairchild.
Thank you, Lady Elaine.
Thank you very much. Lady Elaine, you could have a free glass of my orange juice.
Oh, what a great idea. That's
lovely.
Oh.
That's real nice of you.
Yeah, you give it to her.
It's freshly squeezed, Lady Elaine.
Here you are, Lady Elaine.
Oh, that helps.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Oh. Yeah,
it's a lot better than kissing a picture.
Well, that'll do now. Thanks, Lady Elaine. I'm going to go in and tell Henrietta that the rain is raining up and not down.
Oh, wait till you see her dolls.
Yes. And Handy Bull Negri,
yes,
will you kindly inform Sarah Saturday that we have taken care of the rain? She may want to come out and kiss the king.
Oh, kiss the picture of the king, that
is. Yes, sir. I'll tell her. And I'll get my bull's head and be right back.
That's right. Oh,
okay. Good.
Very good.
Oh, yes. Here we are, ready for
funny
the fair. Ready for the fair.
I think I'll make you laugh.
Yes, ready for the fair.
Ready for the fair. Here comes the trolley.
Hello, trolley.
Hello, trolley.
Yes, it's a beautiful day, thanks to Lady Elaine Fairchild. It's a fair day.
Yes, a fair day.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you.
Well, that could happen only in make-believe. Yep. You can't stop the rain, or the sun, or anything like that just by wishing for it. No, you can't make anything good happen, or anything bad happen, just by wishing for it. Just in make-believe could that happen. So Lady Elaine used her tricks. Mm-hmm. And this time, really to help people. I was proud of her. She said, rain comes down. Mm-hmm. So I can make it go up. It's fun to pretend things like that, isn't it? And she did that. Well, their make-believe fair is over. And our week together's almost over. It's been a special one, getting ready for it. I've enjoyed being with you this week. Sometimes at our house, we sing a little bedtime song that I thought maybe you might like to hear. It's called Good Night, God. Good night, God, and thank you for this very lovely day. Thank you, too, for helping us at work and at our play. Thank you for our families, for each and every friend. Forgive us, please, for anything we've done that might offend. Keep us safe and faithful, God. Tell us what to do. Good night, God, and thank you, God, for letting us love you. Good night, God, and thank you, God, for letting us love you. I'm grateful for being able to love you. You and I have been friends for quite a while. On the sunny days and on the rainy days, doesn't matter what it's like outside, as far as we're concerned. No, we're friends together. Won't be seeing you tomorrow, but I'll be seeing you next week. I'll sure be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make each week a special one by just your being you. See you next week. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.